Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Delaware County DA's office has a new unit focusing on environmental crimes. That story from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth.
Delaware County DA Jack Stolzheimer says controversy over the construction of the Mariner East pipeline and an ongoing odor in parts of the county that remains unidentified are two examples of why he feels an environmental crimes unit's important.
Having somebody as essentially a cop on the beat in the DA's office to proactively go out and engage the community and find out what these issues are and see if we can better protect people on the front end, we just thought was a smart way of going about protecting and doing our mission to protect and serve Delaware County.
But he says the pipeline construction and the unidentified odor aren't the only concerns.
There have been significant problems over the years, both in the city of Chester with the use of incinerators, and quite honestly, there's just been pollution in a lot of different locales that hasn't been properly, in my view, investigated.
Stolzheimer says the unit will tie state, county, and local resources together with the goal of being more proactive rather than reactive to significant environmental concerns. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio.